Good morning, Shadow Hills, and what a great day it is. The sun's shining, flowers are in bloom. On the way here, I passed people walking, playing pickleball, tennis, and golf. People waved, and they were smiling. This is our paradise that we worked so hard for all those years. Together, we are better, and that's why we have the operating power of an HOA. As we celebrate our 20th anniversary, we want to keep our community shining bright in this valley. I want to work with you and for you as we move forward into the future. My experience on the HOA board for the last 2 years has made several things very clear. A board has to come together to work for solutions. We need to solve problems, not win arguments. I think we can agree on the same core values for our homes and community. We want to preserve and enhance our property values. We want to enhance our quality of life through the use of our amenities. We want to find fiscally responsible solutions. And we just want to enjoy life with friends and family. Shadow Hills is our paradise. So, how do I work for you in our community as a board member? My approach has always been to go to the homeowners for input. I've not only done community surveys, but community focus groups, brainstorming with the board member meetings, town halls, and answering homeowner emails and calls, looking for solutions before they become problems. I've been active and visible in the community with the many of our clubs and activities we have here, so I'm speaking with residents all the time. I've been a listening ear to homeowners and walked the streets and rode the golf cart paths with homeowners to see and hear their concerns and to activate solutions. I have sat in the dog park and walked the North Channel in mud and dirt. I have sat with residents in their homes and taken phone calls while on vacation and answered emails while in Europe. I do this because it's important for our community, because it is important for you. It is important to listen to your concerns and provide active leadership in finding solutions and solving problems. So, what are the concerns the community is bringing forth that need to be addressed? Well, the food and beverage services are a major concern. After this first month of the year, Troon just announced yesterday at the board meeting that we already have a $51,000 deficit for food and beverage. We are well on our way to a $600,000 plus subsidy again this year. We are subsidizing our food and beverage services at the rate of $1,700 per day. This is concerning. Now, Shadows Restaurant has been revived to pre-COVID activity, but we are certainly not full yet. How do we get more people in to fill the seats for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Well, go on over and have a bite. The food is good. Now, the Montecito Cafe is not being used but a few hours a week. Customers are few and far behind. It's not making it, and certainly not on point with the $16,000 per month it's supposed to be bringing in for revenues. We need some work there. Catering. Catering our many events was a great revenue producer, but catering is down substantially now, due to a cap being placed on the catering of only 120 guests at an event. Well, this was not the norm in years past. Our large clubs and groups now have to use outside caterers for events, reducing a main revenue producer from prior years when all catering had been done through Shadows. The only real profit maker is the terrace. The terrace dining venue is at the South Golf Course. It continues to surpass all budget projections. It's a real winner, an easy, relaxed place for golfers to meet after a round and kick back for a bite and a drink. I voted for and championed this amenity addition a year and a half ago. I'm happy to see it thriving. Now, homeowners are asking for a happy hour venue in the Montecito Cafe for a place to meet with friends. We could start simple with beer and wine and finger foods to enhance a beautiful and fun meeting place that we already have and extends to an outside patio, a fireside patio, and the inside bistro, with a fantastic golf course view and a place to meet and greet people. Make it like the terrace dining venue at the golf course, where overhead is low, the beer is cold, the wine is mellow, and the fun and friendship is flowing. Add pizza, and you've got it all. Make the Montecito an indoor producer like the terrace, and provide a fun place for the community. When we look at efficient uses of our resources, we also have a 5-acre parcel of raw land sitting out past phase 3. I have been working with the 5-acre committee for over a year. Right now, we have a real need in constructing a maintenance building for our North Course golf machinery. And this is targeted for the 5-acre parcel, at least for the top part of it. For the past 20 years, our tractors and mowers have gone back and forth from the South Course facility to the North Course, reducing the expected life expectancy of the machinery with the extra wear and tear. Keeping that machinery at the North Course will maintain the machinery for a longer life. We are also not compliant with the city in driving that machinery down Avenue 40. And with the construction of the new Pulte development, we will now be able to have our machinery moving within our own community in compliance with the city. The board has just given the 5-acre committee the green light yesterday to seek out the services of a consultant to identify the scope of work needed to complete this project. The next board will be looking at bids and timelines for this project. It's not a fun amenity, but it's a real necessity for our golf maintenance. Now, that maintenance building will only fill a portion of the 5 acres. What about the rest of the land, our natural resource? The 5-acre committee will be able to bring forth several plans after the maintenance building project has been completed. This committee was first tasked with finding an income-producing project for this parcel of land. They have done schematics for an RV storage facility, which again would be low in overhead and construction, but favorable for revenues. But plans for the remainder of the 5 acres are on hold until we can complete that maintenance facility, and the community will then be able to see the various options for the remaining acreage through town hall meetings. The goal is to provide revenue-producing and fiscally responsible solutions for the 5 acres. I am not in favor of encumbering this community with the cost of a multi-million-dollar sports complex. It would be many, many years before we could ever get a return on our investment for such an endeavor. When it comes to other fiscally responsible solutions, I am most concerned about the North Channel Fund. Funding of these monies were eliminated by the board from your monthly assessment for this 2024 year to keep your dues low. I voted against this action, as it left the community vulnerable to a possible assessment from the CVWD project and future floodings of our golf course. We had $1.5 million in this fund 2 years ago. Now we're at $1.8 million. We've seen the damage to our golf course with the last rain events. We have to pay to get that damage completed and fixed so that our courses can be played again. We had the course shut down while we pumped water out. We had pumps destroyed by the water levels. We need to build this fund up for the literal rainy day. There will also be costs for possible fortification of our entry bridge and an access road. We need to be able to address these future water events with a specially designated reserve. This is our North Channel Fund. We will need to reinstate funding through our monthly assessment for these future events. Well, there's another financial improvement I would like to see, and that's the ability to have a multi-year contract with several of our selected vendors. Our governing documents allow for only one-year contracts with our vendors. A multi-year contract up to a term of 5 years would allow us to negotiate better contract terms with a long-term business plan, utilizing performance goals and review. 2 years ago, I campaigned for the multi-year contract, and we did not receive the required number of votes for the change in our governing documents. I would hope that we can introduce the benefits of a multi-year contract to our community and have it on the ballot for April 2025. Everything that I have just discussed can be included in a strategic plan for our community. We need to have goals and objectives for where we are going. We need to work together as a board with the community. In heading the ad hoc committee that looked at the feasibility of expanding Shadows in 2022, I used a working template for the project, a mission statement with goals, a survey to the community, holding focus groups to get community input on the vision and purpose of our initiative. The committee was then able to use that vision, do the needs analysis, and an action plan with all steps published in the View magazine for community review with total transparency. Well, the outcome of that committee's work? That there is no feasibility for expanding Shadows until other issues have been addressed, just as I mentioned earlier. These findings were important as we did not make the mistake of rushing into a renovation project on Shadows. These are the steps and template to implement for each project and goal in a 3 to 5 year strategic plan. We are in that process right now with the 5-acre committee. There's a goal and a mission to investigate income-producing endeavors with costs and then public input and information. Well, we were just recently able to come to agreement and compromise for a temporary solution for additional pickleball courts, sharing dual usage with tennis courts. The solution was brought about with more than a year of blood, sweat, and tears on all sides, but it was solved with homeowners talking about what they had in common instead of focusing on differences. People needed to step back from, as one of our residents has said, the culture of no. There is no compromise and solutions with the culture of no. We are neighbors, and we need to work together with each other, and then our community can only benefit from that. Stop the instantaneous no. The board will be implementing the suggested plan that was brought about and agreed upon by both tennis and pickleball. It was a true example of compromise. Our next board has to agree to solve problems and issues and to be flexible with compromise. We have more that we agree on than what keeps us apart. I offer leadership with honesty and integrity. I am leadership with an open mind, working for you and not against my colleagues. Let us all enjoy and cherish our retirement in Shadow Hills. I am asking for 1, 2, or all 3 of your votes for the HOA board. Thank you very much.